다시 예. As the Gemara tells us, the poem is the only holiday that will stay after Mashiach will come. And the question is again, what's so special about this holiday? Ari comes with another statement and says, Yom Kippurim is like Purim. It means whatever a person would get on Yom Kippur is main Purim. It means the energy of Yom Kippur has to do a lot with Purim. But it means maybe that a person on Purim should like to have some kind of an energy that he might use it on Yom Kippur. Excuse me. And what is it all about Purim? The Gemara tells us that Purim, a person has to be very happy, have nishtei besume, drink wine, have the loyoda until he want no difference between Mordechai and Haman. And come to Gemara and tells a story. The rabbi slaughtered Rav Zera, so called, sounds like a very high, drunk maybe a little bit, killed him, and then revived him. Story, history in the Gemara. Of course, we have to know that Rabash did not write any stories. The Gaon Mivilna and the Ari says all the secrets of the creation are in the stories in the Gemara. That you can figure out what's going on by reading those stories in the Gemara. And then comes the Megillah and tells us the story of Purim. Haman made a raffle to kill all of Israel on the 13th day of Adar. The decree came out. Mordechai found out already before. Leonavi came to him and told him that. And then he goes to the palace, tore his clothing, wear a sack, put ashes on his head, and assistants sent Atar Daniel to find out Mazze val Mazze. Says the Gemara, Esther right away realized the decree does not come because of the decree. And probably Amisrael did something that the result of that deed or act of Am Israel, the decree comes out. Okay? And the Gemara emphasizes and explains the sentence that Esther says to Mordechai, Lada, to know, Maze bal Maze, Maze, you read it like Mize or Mize. I said, maybe they did not obey the mitzvot in the Torah, or Bal Maze, on the Zekeli Vanveu, on the sentence that we said as Yashir, this is Hashem and our beautifies house. Did they pass or did not obey that law that they decreed for? And for that kind of question that Esther understands, of course, the answer is that I'm going to do teshuva. And the decree will be canceled. Instead, Mordechai tells her, listen, you better go to Ahasuerus right away and plead with him. Excuse me, Mr. Mordechai, with all due respect to you, the decree is from Hashem. Didn't I ask you if the decree came because they did not obey the Torah or because they did not believe in Hashem? What's going to happen if I go to Ahasuerus and ask him and plead him, please, cancel the decree. The decree is from Hashem. As the Gemara says, the Satan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told him they went to the party, they bowed down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, and therefore there's a decree. So there's nothing to do with Achashverosh. Go plead with Achashverosh. Go plead with Putin. Putin in Machshavah. There's nothing to do with it. It's a decree from Shamayim. Baal Milchamot. We say every day in Tefillah. Baal Milchamot. Hashem lets them fight. The war comes with the approval of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most of the times. Sometimes the Satan does it without permission. But it's nothing to do with me going to Achashverosh. Won't help. Even if you tell me I'll go to Achashverosh and I'll be able to cancel it. But still, it's going to come another one. Because it's the punishment. Unless you do the Shuvah, and Hashem will accept the Shuvah, that you can have another decree. And nobody tells us this. A person did not do the Shuvah and he runs away from a lion, all of a sudden a snake is here. Am Israel came out of Egypt. I said they came to Yam Suf because they had statues in the pocket. The Egyptians are behind them, and the Yam Suf is in the front of them. Instead, if Mordechai should agree with Esther, Mordechai threatens Esther. He tells her, listen, you better go. Don't think for a second that you will be able to accept because you are in the hotel. You are in the palace. You're not. If you're not going to do what I tell you, רווח והצהלה, יעמוד ליהודי ממקום אחר, ואת ותביך תובדו. If you're not going to do what I tell you, don't worry, something else will come from another place, will be saved. And you and your father's house will be destroyed, means you died. You're going to die. The question is, Mordechai, there is another exit. As Mordechai said, Memakom Acher. So why do I have to risk my life? Because Haman made a decree that no one can come into Achashverosh without permission. Achad Batolamit, if you come without permission, Achashverosh might kill you. And the Gemara says actually that Esther arrived, Achashverosh was so furious that he came without permission, he wanted to kill her. Then the Gemara says he saw the Ruach HaKodesh on her, the Bashis the Malchut, then he calmed himself down, an angel came and calmed him down. But it's not worth it, the risk. Besides, it might not help at all because in the Teshuvah, because the main thing is the Teshuvah. So why do I have to go into Achashverosh to risk my life if you say you have an exit? You say, Mimakom Acher. And also the Gemara says that Esther, after Mordechai threatened her, said, okay, I'm going to go. Please do Ta'anit for me. Let's go to unite all of Israel. That's what somebody told me. That's what it means. To be united, Achdut, one. You want unity, we'll save Am Israel. But Kashavati Vadati, this is Gilui Ayot. Esther said, if I would go to Achashverosh now willingly to talk to him, this is the Gilui Ayot, I will not be able to come back to be your wife. So is it worth it, the whole thing? I don't understand. You say you have an exit. So whatever you think is going to do the job, let him do the job. Why are you threatening me? What is also Mimakom Acher? What's called Makom Acher? Another place, you know? It's another place or another person? What is Makom Acher? Mordechai should have said, if you don't go, somebody else. He doesn't say that. He said, Mimakom Acher. From another place. And then Esther will go, and Megillah will tell us finally, Baruch Hashem, decrees were canceled. It's very, very strange, the story of the Megillah. Very strange. What really happened? That all of a sudden the whole thing changed. So the Megillah tells us that Esther arrived and Achashverosh asked her, what would you like me to do for you? But he adds, Ad Chatzi HaMalchut, I will fulfill anything until half of the kingdom. Says the Gemara, what do you mean half of the kingdom? The Gemara says, half of the kingdom, it means Bet HaMikdash. Don't ask me about Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't even know that she's Jewish. He doesn't know anything about Esther. She never revealed this to him. She's going, not now, the night after. But Ahasuerus said, listen, anything you wish, but not Beit HaMikdash. What's Beit HaMikdash? I'm not even Jewish. I'm Chinese. So why are you telling me this? I says, that's what Ahasuerus told her. And then she said, okay, we want to come to another party. But the Megillah is very, very, let me say, very, very fiction. Coming out of the party, and Chazal asked Esther, what would you like? She said, you know, I want to save my life, my nation. He says, excuse me, your life, your nation? Who are you? Are you Jewish? I asked you so many times. You have a passport? She said, no. She said, no. Said, sorry, niet. I said, niet? You're not Jewish? No. Are you English? No. I don't know who I am. I was found in the street in Harlem. No, you don't know, huh? It went years. Years and years and years. For 6, 7 years, Ahasuerus kept asking Esther, can you tell me who are you? I have no idea. Trust me, honey. I don't know. I would love to tell you who I am. And maybe you can help me also. Maybe you can find Google, or by Google. Maybe you find me. Just put my picture on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Notebook. Let me see who you are. I have no idea, really. Now, comes the second party. And Esther said, you know what? Let me tell you something. I never told you. I'm telling you I'm Jewish. So, what? You, my wife? You didn't tell me? What do you think, Ahasuerus tell Musa? Probably his fuse went up and he wanted to choke him. You live with a wife? He cheated you the whole time. What a chutzpah you have. And then he continues the conversation. Tell me, who is the one? She said, this guy, Haman. All of a sudden, he jumped out of his chair. He said, who? Please, don't believe it. What do you mean, don't believe it? You signed it. You gave him your ring. What do you mean, don't believe it? What happened? What's the story over here? Then he comes out. And Megillah tells us, he goes outside to the yard. And the Gemara says, he sees over there the people chopping wood for Lag BaOmer. And he asks them, what are you doing? I said, well, Lag BaOmer, we're going to hang Haman over there on the tree. I said, who told you? He said, Haman told us to go cut, chop all the wood over here. He comes back to the palace, furious. And the angel comes and pushes Haman on top of the stair. And he's so upset, he said, hang him, finish. If you tell me this story, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Sorry to tell you. You have to be naive to believe it. This guy was the top guy in Shushan, in Iran. The richest person ever. The Gemara says, that the Goyim, the richest person ever. He didn't do anything wrong. Okay, the night before, it's very small things. What happened? What's the secret over here of the Megillah? The whole thing is upside down in 1 minute to the next, with no common sense. No common sense. Of course, you can try to explain. It's very hard to believe. Something happened. Okay. Today, I deny me permission because I'm afraid of Yosef. I'm going to try to be accurate. I'm going to read you from Parashat Balak. Parashat Balak, Bilam was invited by Balak as a professional cursor to curse him Israel. And he said, listen, I'm going to come. And he came and he tells Balak, I'm going to say whatever Hashem is going to put in my mouth. Because that's what the angel and Hashem told him before, and here I'm ready. Okay. He comes, The first time he takes him one place and says, instead of cursing, he gives some kind of blessing, not exactly a blessing, but a statement. And then comes the Torah and says that Balak tells Bilam, after this failure, so-called, to curse, he tells him like this, Emel of Balak, Lechna iti, please come with me el makom acher. Those two words that Mordechai uses, and he said the Hatzalah is going to come from makom acher, if I'm not mistaken, unless, of course, Yosef will correct me, it's the only time in the Torah it says makom acher. Makom, a different place. Okay. Again, and the Torah tells us that Balak tells Bilam, I'll take you another place. Over there, you'll be able to curse Am Yisrael. It's the second prophecy, the second blessing that Bilam is going to give us. He says, he stands over there and says, he sees all the things. He says, oh, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is saying something, but he will not do it. What do you mean? Says the Gemara. Explanation of the sentence, Ahu amar velo yase. Hashem says and will not do. Says the Gemara, that applies for Am Yisrael, that even though sometimes Hashem, he is going to say something to punish us, but velo yase, he changes his mind. Okay. I says, okay, let me tell you something. Yaakov, Hashem doesn't look at the sins of Am Yisrael. Torat Melech Bo, Mashiach is going to come. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. This, he doesn't believe in any magic. And I'm Kelavi Yaakov Mecharit Itnasa. He gets up early in the morning. He goes to Mikveh. He put Tzitzit. He put Tfilin. Says Shema Yisrael. And then Balak tells Bilam again, he gave him a blessing. Bilam would say, listen. Bilam said, what shall I tell you? Let's Hashem did. Continues the Torah. Balak tells Bilam, again. And Balak and Bilam, lechna makom acher. Again, makom acher. The same two words that Mordechai uses. The Yeshua is going to come from that place. Those two words being used again by Balak, he tells Bilam, I will take you another place. There's the Gemara, okay, he takes him. The Gemara says, the Torah, I'm sorry, says like this. So Bilam is a very big magician, and he remembers what happened. He knows so-called Beruach HaKodesh that he has, and we did a golden calf. He's going to go wake up, if we may say, the sin of the golden calf, that Hashem should be upset at us. I said, okay, he goes over there, and he comes back, and says, his prophecy, Matobu Ohalecha Yaakov, how nice and good are your tents, Mishkenotecha Israel, the Mishkan of Am Israel, it means the Mishkan. Means the Mishkan. In this prophecy says, Ve'yarom me'agag Malko, Haman's grandfather. He mentioned over here. What happened now? Mention Agag inside here. What are we talking about? Says Bilam is giving a blessing. I said, what? It's going to be a king that it's going to be higher than Agag, higher than Haman's grandfather. Okay? Then Bilam with Balak tells him, listen, what did he do? So Balak said, listen, I told you, it's from Hashem. Okay? Let me tell you something. Before I leave, I want to tell you something else, and soon we'll get to it. Let me explain to us like this. Look. Yom Kippur comes to a person. He looks at the file of the person. Not the greatest. Oh, look for Shana Tova. What's the segula for Shana Tova? What's the segula? Okay, Hashem said, listen, last year also you did Teshuvah. Last year, I know you already. I know you. Every time, every year you come again with Yom Kippur, say, listen, you're not what you're supposed to be. Why should I give you another year to live? Why? For what? For what? Did you come next year tell me again this story? That I tried very hard and I hope and lose this and I learned that this is Musa. listen, I'm tired of it. But you have to believe in it and to imagine it. It's like you've come to a judge in the court, Supreme Court in America, and every year you come to the same judge, he looks at you, and he says, oh, I remember you from last year. Get me the file. You did the same thing. Okay, something else you did. How many times are you going to be in front of me? Tell me, why should I extend your life? But what's the answer for this? This is Shuva. This is Shuva last year also. Then the last 50 years, 60, 70, 80 years, you did the Shuva. And every year, you're not the perfect man. I don't say you don't get better. You get better. I don't say. But still, why do you want to stay here? Why do you want to stay here? Why do you want to live another day? Why? Because you want to have more popcorn. You want to see another Olympics. You want to go to China. What do you want to do? There's only one answer for this. Yerot miyad betiferet uzach. That's it. I understand it. I want to see the Yeshuat Hashem. I want to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have your house, and you came to your house, and you did Chanukah Tabayit, and put the mezuzah. That's what I want. But I mean it. But if you're going to ask me, what me? Because the Gemara says, without Am Yisrael, there's no Bet HaMikdash. There's no Yeshuat Hashem. Hashem does not need the Yeshua from the going. We are interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be here. Why? Not because he wants me to be here. Because we want to see his issue at his house. Hashem is homeless. Everybody has a house. Hashem has no house. Hashem, excuse me, cries daily that his house got burned. A person, if his house gets burned in America, he makes a party, he gets insurance. Hashem didn't get insurance, but the Beis was destroyed. So let's say a big engineer invents something, but something the world cannot live without. Let's say Waze. Today you cannot live without it, it's finished. You can't go back. Because the person that invented Waze, you need him all the time on the job. This big engineer. Okay? One day, they found out in America, the worst thing in the world is money laundering. Money laundering. The man did something against the government. It's a major sin. Came to him to court. Say, well, listen, we have to lock him up. Rikers Island, Zichrono Livracha, another place. I says, you lock him up, it's in stone. There's no ways. You know, the whole country is shut down. You know, it means without no ways to do it. It's finished. You can't get anything. They close all the bridges, finished. You know, you're done. You don't understand what it is. No easy place. You know what it was? Me, lines, 100 kilometers, 100 miles of people trying to pay the toll. Sorry, can't put him in jail. Sorry. You're going to be good? Promise has to be good? Listen, no one will say anything because he can't afford to lose it. The man is not a holy man. But what can you do? The whole country stands on him. The world stands on him. Wasting all the languages in the same time. Can you imagine what waste today? You know what can happen? With no Am Yisrael, it's no Bet HaMikdash. As long as you say that you want Bet HaMikdash and you wait for Bet HaMikdash and you achieve Bet HaMikdash, Hashem waves, delays the decree, gives you another chance. That's the secret of Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. That's what it means. You know, Purim is one thing. It's Bet HaMikdash. That's it. And therefore, when Esther comes to Achashverosh, he reads her mind. He doesn't know who she is. He says, listen, honey, everything besides Bet HaMikdash. So what is it? What is it? Because then I don't give you Bet HaMikdash because it means I'm finished. I'm done. This is the fast and did to us. He didn't let us run Bet HaMikdash the way we wanted to run. But that's the task. That's the goal. As long as you say that, and Hashem will read the Gezerah. The Gezerah came because we went to the party. The Gezerah came because we bowed down to a statue. So, Zekeli Van Veu, He bowed down. This is because you went to the party. He said, listen, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I made a mistake. I do teshuvah, but I did teshuvah, not teshuvah, teshuvah, that I did teshuvah really. I said, listen, I want to build Beit HaMikdash for you. I'm the engineer. I'm making ways for you. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the goal of the world, Hashem delays, waves the decree. That's the secret. That's what Israel Salanta said. That's what Rabbi Lupian told us in Yeshiva. That on Yom Kippur, a person should try to put himself in the situation that is for the public. Then if the public needs you, you shamash or something, then even though, Chas Shalom, you don't deserve to be around, but because Rabbim Tzrichim Lo, the people need you, Bizchut HaRabim, because of the merit of the people, Hashem would leave the person to be alone. But for the Beit HaMikdash is much more energizes. Very strong reason and excuse for a person to stay here alive. It's Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. You have to be like Purim all the whole day, the whole year, Purim. You have to be Purim. Because that is the truth of Megillat Esther. And that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, Hashem gave him Megillat Esther and the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash together. He says, what this has to do now? What does it do? And here Hashem gave us 10 commandments. He's going to give Moshe the tablets. He said, Moshe, hold on 1 minute. Stand over here. I have the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. Please, you give it to Yoshua. Yoshua is Kenim. Until Shmuel HaNavi. And one day, David HaMelech will come to Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi will pull up a blueprint, he said, listen, I got this blueprint. This is for Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, here in my pocket, I have Megillat Esther. I don't want to do anything. Because Megillat Esther means Beit HaMikdash. You have to have one track mind. I want Papa to have a house, not to be homeless. And I worry about it. And he cries daily, he doesn't have Beit HaMikdash. Here I am, I demand Beit HaMikdash for Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's really called Makom Acher, but it means like this. Comes the Gemara and says, look, all the brachot that Bilam gave us, none of them took effect. None of them. Because we're not up to it. Our behavior is not good enough to get the brachot, what Bilam says. Whatever the secrets in the brachot, besides one brachot, which brachot? Bilam said, how nice your tents, how nice the Mishkan is. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? What do you mean the bracha? What bracha? Mishkenotecha Israel, Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan. This is nothing, the Gemara says, all the brachot was accomplished. One thing was accomplished, Beit HaMikdash. Because Beit HaMikdash, that's the key. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you, even you're not really entitled to have it. Because the world stands about HaMikdash, because Hashem created Beit HaMikdash before he created this world. Says the Gemara, before Hashem created this world, Hashem created absolute Beit HaMikdash. Says Zohar, it says Rashi, hopefully that thing, the spiritual Beit HaMikdash upstairs, will land downstairs. Says Zohar, Chas V'Shalom, Mishli Beit HaMikdash. It means, shows our level. We want to be Beit HaMikdash, but we rather Hashem should bring it down. That's really the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before creation. And therefore, say Chachamim, Matov Olachkom Shkinuch Yisrael. That's Chachamim say, before we come to Beit HaKnesset every morning, say this pasuk. Simple explanation, simple explanation. So Beit HaKnesset, Matov Olachkom Shkinuch Yisrael. Much deeper. You come to Hashem, and you have a list, right? You want things from Hashem? Atzilut, Shmonesre. Hashem doesn't want to hear from me. Look, you look like a monkey. Look at the mirror, you look like a monkey. Why Hashem should listen to you? You don't have to talk to Hashem. He said, Baruch Atah. He said, oh, I want to explain you something. I came here to tell you something. The Chabot. I came to tell you, Matovu alecha kol mishkenotecha Yisrael. I'm here to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I won't bet HaMikdash. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen. I got to pay my mortgage. I got to pay the Ganuvim, the electric company, the Ganuvim, the telephone company, the Ganuvim. Let's get some political moving. Inflation, I have to pay tuition for my children. I have to do this. My wife wants, she wants a new Tesla. She don't buy it. What should I do? But Hashem, all these are minor things. All this is to survive, to see you have a house. She says, oh, now you're talking. Okay. Okay, if it's true, you don't deserve to have all the things that you mentioned. But since you tell me you need all these things that you mentioned because you want to stay here, to I should have a house, I consider you. That's Chachamim said, that's the secret. You can't have a Beta Knesset. And the moment you open up a Beta Knesset, you say, listen, I'm here for Beta Mikdash, Mishkenotecha Yisrael. Then Hashem might listen to your tefillah. But you can't say, listen, I need to first you now. I need Baruch HaVatzlacha. I need Parnas HaTova. I need this. I need this. Yeah, you need it. Very nice. You don't deserve it. Sorry. You don't deserve it. Look at your file. With chutzpah, you have to ask me these things after your file is a negative column. You owe zero. You write zero, but I made ways. If I close ways, the world is shut. Please, I want Beit HaMikdash. I want to work a Beit HaMikdash for you. I want to do Beit HaMikdash for you. I want you to have a house. Oh, you want it? Really? Really? It's true. Let me see when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nazir Shir, what you say? What do you say? Zekeli van Vehu. Hashem, see, I want you to have a house and I beautify your house. Now I'm going to beautify my house. I'm going to beautify your house. Okay. As she ends, Mikdash Hashem konu yadecha. Hashem imloch lulam bae. He says, my purpose in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, yeah. Okay, let me consider. You need parnasa. Okay, listen. And that's the secret. Bilam says it. Balak takes him, says, I take you to Makom Acher, a different place. Okay, so they go over there. I said, what do you see over there? Bilam said, listen, you know what I see? I see Hashem makes decrees. He says, he doesn't do it. Why doesn't do it? Why doesn't do it? What's the thing? Why doesn't do it? Because hopefully, we'll see why. But Hashem changed his mind. Okay, fine. I said, what did he do? I tell you what they do. I tell you what. They jump out of bed in the morning. And then they put filling. Then they say Shema Israel. They put it in. What is this doing? It's like you did my Torah, Besimcha, Besasson, Vikar. The outcome that came from Purim is something else. Is what Bilam said. Bilam said, they get up early in the morning, they say Shema Israel, this is Torah, the Gemara says, you should know. V'agita b'yumam v'layla. You have to learn Torah. Says the Gemara, listen, if you say Shema in the morning, Shema in the afternoon, perfect. You learn Torah. Ledima Torah, as long as you want to have Torah, you really want to have Torah, Torah was written before the world was standing, before creation. Sasson, Brit Milah helps you to understand Torah. Because the Tefillin, says the Mechilta, the time you wear Tefillin, it's like learning Torah. This is the purpose of creation is you go back to creation before creation. Torah and Beit HaMikdash, one track mind. Shas and Beit HaMikdash. You don't have it, it means you don't worry about creation. As long as you say, I want creation, I want the world to stand, and the world stands on that, then Hashem might waves, not waves completely, but Hashem might delay, postpone the decrees. It's called Makom Acher. It's a wonder I tell this to listen. If you don't go, you don't go. I can get a decree away. But this is a temporary thing. That golden calf, remember? What have a golden calf? Golden calf is the first episode of Haman. What did he do? They bow down to the golden calf. Here they bow down to the statue. They sit down and eat and drink like at the party. Party. Bilam wants to wake up the golden calf because that's going to be waking up in time of Mordechai and Esther. That's the problem. I can postpone it, Mordechai said. Don't worry. Bilam said, Hashem did sign decree. Hashem will waive it. But that's not the purpose of our life. The purpose of our life is to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just postpone it. We want Hashem to cancel it because we want Bet Hamikdash. And Bet Hamikdash stays forever. Matov Olech Yaakov stays forever. All the Brachot, maybe never going to come. I don't care about Brachot. I care about Hamikdash. This is the Gemara says, Purim stays forever. Purim is the holiday of Bet Hamikdash. Purim is not the holiday that we saved. We were saved. Then the world will have Bet Hamikdash because without us, no Bet Hamikdash. And let's what Achashverosh tell Esther, no Bet Hamikdash, no Bet Hamikdash. What do you care about Bet Hamikdash? Who cares about Bet Hamikdash? Because Bet Hamikdash means the end of the regime of the Iranian, of the Parsim. It's the end of Yashir. And that's what Bilam continues. And he said, well, before he leaves, he tells Balak, let me tell you a statement. Mashiach is coming. Mashiach is coming. Mashiach is coming because you demand the Mikdash of Mashiach. Mashiach will collect all of Israel. Mordechai, says the Gemara, Mordechai collected all of Israel. Come to Shushan. So Gemara says, Mordechai passed the river over there. And told the Am Israel behind the river, come to Shushan. We want to do Tani together. V'yachid l'arosh el Amalek. We'll destroy Amalek, we'll destroy Haman. V'yivne bet ha-bchira will be bet ha-mikdash. Not because Mashiach will be bet ha-mikdash, because that's the purpose of creation is bet ha-mikdash. That's why Am Israel said in Azir Shir. Nothing else important. Just one track mind. Everyone says, Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. That's what it means. It's not how was Purim, what did everyone Purim, who got drunk on Purim. It's the opposite. It's time of Bet Hamikdash. It's the Gemara. Rav Rashi writes in the Gemara, a rabbi came on Purim and slaughtered Rav Zera and then it revived him. Because Purim is time of Tchiyat HaMetim. Because when Mashiach will come, it'll be Tchiyat HaMetim. And that's what the Gemara says, the importance of Purim. Therefore, Megillat Esther has so much energy and power because of Bet Hamikdash. Because that what Mordechai, the Gemara says, doing in Shushan, he's not visiting Shushan. He came to Shushan from Eretz Israel because construction of Bet Hamikdash was stopped. And he comes to Shushan to ask Achashverosh, please give us the permit to continue Bet Hamikdash. And therefore, the Gemara says, Paro, I'm sorry, Achashverosh, is a wicked person. What the Midrash says, you know what? He doesn't issue the permit. So what? You understand? The world stands on Bet Hamikdash. And therefore, when Haman came to put Mordechai on the horse, he says Mordechai learns Torah. Not the Torah. Because Torah was created before creation. So when Mordechai taught the children Torah, Mordechai showed to Hashem, yes, we want the world to stay and to stand because you created Torah before creation. That's why I learned Torah. And because I learned Torah, I'm Hamikdash. Because I have learned Torah, it's going to be Olam Haba. So the whole story goes with Hamikdash. Therefore, the Megillah will tell you that Mordechai sacrificed his life. For what? What do you do, Mordechai? What is it? Listen, you don't understand. You sit down and you don't care about anything. You don't know what I mean. The destruction. And therefore, the Megillah says, Esther doesn't say, Tamigdash, Pikuach Nefesh, Gilei Ariyot. When you want Beit HaMikdash, you want really Hashem to have a house, forget about it. Give your life. Do whatever you want. As long as you remember Beit HaMikdash, everything is permitted. Permitted. The person has to be ready to give his life for Beit HaMikdash. Because the world stands on it. The Gemara says, Pasuk in Navid, Sion Doresh En La. People don't remember Beit HaMikdash. Yes, Hashem, give Beit HaMikdash. You got to demand it. This is something that the world stands on. Hikdash Hashem Kodonu Yadecha. The Beit HaMikdash upstairs is ready to come down. We just have to demand it. Purim is a day. The Yeshua of a person, Chamis says, it's Purim. Why? Because I want Hashem to have a house. It's not the other holidays. Pesach Hashem saved me. Sukkot Hashem made me Sukkah. Shavuot Hashem gave me the Torah. Purim is something else. It's a demand from Hashem that he should have Beit HaMikdash. Not that Hashem Beit HaMikdash and I come with Beit HaMikdash. I worry about Beit HaMikdash. Nothing else. That waves all the gezeirot from the people. That's how important Purim is. The person should concentrate this. On Torah and Beit HaMikdash, Shemur HaTzei Shechan Aruch says, learn Torah before the Seudah, on Purim, the night of Purim. It's not because you learn Torah. Because you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I remember you created this world because of the Torah. I remember you created this world because of Beit HaMikdash. And you will have it, and Purim will go to Beit HaMikdash.